Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Don White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joost for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. McCuskey moves to third. White moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierratt. Majeski reaches second base with a double. McCuskey scores. White scores. Fain moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Majeski scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and has White trapped. There's the throw to Callaway, who tags White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive towards the mound. Fowler can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Majeski scores. Suter moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Juiced hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Bill White. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Mulder covering. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra bunts towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. 1 out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-3 in the game. Fowler strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Joost moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright is hit by the pitch. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.